We all know the controversy caused when someone uses the N-word, but commentator John McCann says it wasn't so long ago that African Americans didn't mind being called another N-word.
Remember that song from the playground, I'm not a, and we'd insert the N-word here? So from the top, it's like, I'm not a N-word, I'm a Negro. When I become a N-word, I'll let you know. It's an oldie but not so goodie. Based on response from folks upset after 60 Minutes, commentator Andy Rooney said, nothing's wrong with calling black folks Negroes. So here we go again. Black people, man, we have the toughest time with racial semantics. We can't figure out what to call ourselves. It's like a science. You almost need an advanced degree to figure it out. I mean, when I'm at work, where there are only 7 black people in the entire newsroom, if we're all there at the same time, then let's see, I probably shouldn't use the N-word, right? Because it could give the white people in the cubicles around me license to say the same. Now, when my black coworkers and I are riding to lunch in the same car, then I'm free to let the N-bombs flow. But Negro is not an N-bomb. Yet Rooney's remarks last year on Don Imus' morning show point out just how explosive the word is when a white guy wields it. The word was on the lips of many with the recent broadcast of the United Negro College Fund telethon and the death of its signature spokesman, the soulful Lou Rawls. May the Lord comfort his family. All right, got another song for you. Lift every voice and sing till... All right. Okay, you get the idea. Now, tell me, what's the name of that song? What'd you say? A little bit louder for me. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Made you say it. Made you say Negro, the Negro National Anthem. But if it wasn't a bad word when James Weldon Johnson wrote the song, then what makes it so wrong rolling off the lips of a white guy like Andy Rooney? Dig what I'm saying. Jackie Robinson and Satchel Paige and all those cats didn't have a problem playing baseball in the Negro Leagues. There was no shame in Lou Rawls' game when he got down for the United Negro College Fund. I'm reminded of an editorial cartoon by a University of Florida student. It showed Kanye West literally holding a race card, playing off the rapper's comments about President Bush's slow response toward black Hurricane Katrina survivors in New Orleans. But the cartoon also depicted Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice retorting, "Nigga, please." Granted, I'm no fan of the N-word, but when you think about prim and proper Condoleezza Rice saying it, you have to at least chuckle. So don't trip just because a white boy drew the cartoon. Chris Rock could say the same thing and you just about pee in your pants from laughing so hard. I'm telling you, better be careful what you ask for. Remember that Texas congresswoman several years ago wanting more black-sounding hurricane names? Don't you wonder how she felt when old Trina blew through? And speaking of what we call ourselves, if we're going to get all huffy with Andy Rooney about the word Negro, then answer this. What's up with a prehistoric name like National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Don't sit there and say you wouldn't get mad if a white person called you colored. And if you deny it, know what I tell you? Negro, please.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.